In this podcast, we will discuss about how low testosterone affect bone density and the facts about it. Before I start, the question is, can low testosterone really affect bone density? If you think that only women start getting fragile bones as they grow older, you may be dead wrong. Recent studies have linked low testosterone levels to fragile bones in older men. And it's not just that, the process may already be starting before conditions like osteoporosis become apparent. If you are worried about the problems of low bone density, it makes sense to inform yourself by reading up on the following facts and guidelines that can help you lower your chances of having health issues related to your bones and caused by your testosterone level. Low testosterone? Testosterone levels naturally become lower as you get older, but this doesn't mean that you necessarily will start to get brittle bones. The main chemical conversion here is what is referred to as the testosterone to estrogen conversion, a process used by the body to regulate the production of hormones. For men, low bone density issues are not so much related to elevated estrogen levels but to low levels of testosterone. Maintaining regular testosterone levels is very important for me of all ages, especially given that there are also many side benefits such as more energy, better focus, and a stronger libido. Your skeleton, a work in progress. If minerals like calcium, iron, and zinc along with vitamins D, E and C are the building blocks of the body, the testosterone drives the pace of construction up. Testosterone, bone loss. Our skeletons are a continuous work in progress, with old cells being removed as new ones replace them. And just like any construction project, your body needs plenty of raw materials to make sure that it's building your bones to the right density. If minerals like calcium, iron, and zinc along with vitamins D, E and C are the building blocks of the body, the testosterone drives the pace of construction, telling the body to build faster and stronger bones. A good first step is to look at your diet and stock up on high calcium food. You may also want to start taking a multivitamin to ensure you are getting the vitamins your body needs. The best part is, you now have a perfectly good reason to get some sunshine, since sunshine is a great source of vitamin D, which is vital for both physical health and your overall happiness. Even if your testosterone levels are dipping a bit, as long as you have the building blocks for your bone, then you have won a significant part of the battle. Exercise, is it the answer? Even if it's minimum exercise, you should get it done. Your bones are living things. As you exercise, you are making your bones a learner how to make themselves stronger by adding the right additional density where it feels the most stress. Sadly, that means that many of us are not doing things right. For example, we should exercise as many parts of our bodies as possible. Otherwise, we'll have a skeleton with uneven density throughout. Even if it's minimum exercise, you should get it done, otherwise, you are resetting yourself up for more pain later. If I am doing everything right, what is the problem? As we have seen through countless studies, articles, and testimonials, men may still see a significant decline as they age even if they are doing everything right. This is when we have to put the nutritionists and personal trainers on hold and start looking at the possibility of a testosterone deficiency as the culprit. How do you test for low testosterone? Well, it's not something that can be diagnosed all at once. Typically it takes a battery of blood work and a consultation with a specialist endocrinologist to definitively diagnose the problem. There are a few good articles on this site that help describe the symptoms of low testosterone and describe testosterone testing, or low T test, which should help you decide if it's worth closer attention. More and more doctors are prescribing powerful, and expensive, testosterone supplements to try and regulate their patient's hormone levels. Additionally, many men and athletes are choosing over-the-counter testosterone boosters rather than supplements to help their bodies produce the testosterone they need. Testosterone booster supplements, what are the facts? Before you think that this is mumbo-jumbo, think about it. Both supplements and testosterone injections can help boost your natural levels. Combined with proper exercise and diet, and you will be able to recover proper bone density for your body. You don't have to become a bodybuilding specialist, you just have to make sure that you are properly exercising and keeping your body and bones in shape. But isn't testosterone dangerous for your body? Testosterone is a natural part of body chemistry, and it helps us with our metabolism, nutrient absorption, and our sex characteristics. What as bad is if we use too much of it, which isn't the point of taking testosterone supplements and injections for our health. Men who choose to take a testosterone booster are simply putting our body chemistry back in order, so we will have healthier, happier, and more productive lives as we grow older. It's definitely worth it to look, feel, and be physically younger regardless of your age.